A big political game is unfolding, and at the center of it are three key players: Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Right now, the US has proposed a ceasefire deal between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky has already said yes, but Putin, he's still thinking. He says there are serious questions and Russia needs answer before agreeing. So what is happening behind the scenes? First, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke recently. They met in Saudi Arabia last month. That was the first high-level US-Russia talk since the war started in 2022. Now they have agreed to stay in touch, but Russia didn't say anything about this ceasefire. I have a video on it. I've explained the intentions of the meet. Then things got more serious. The US pushed forward a 30-day ceasefire plan. Now, if you see, Washington and Ukraine are on board. They are on the same page, but Russia, not yet. Putin says the deal mostly benefits Ukraine, and he claims Russian forces are still advancing in some areas. So right now this ceasefire is not in favor of Russia, because it will allow Ukraine to mobilize new forces at a time when its troops are facing setbacks. If you see, that is a clever calculation. In recent months, Ukraine has suffered manpower shortages. In January, Ukrainian troops retreated from Kurakhov, a town in Ukraine's Donetsk region. Zelensky, on the other hand, is calling Putin out. He says Russia doesn't really want peace. He believes Moscow is stalling, trying to improve its position on the battlefield before making any commitments. Even Ukraine is doing clever calculations. It is using the same strategic thinking that Russia has long been known for. After all, having once been part of the Soviet Union, it has learned to play the game of power and calculated moves just like its former counterpart. Now the next big movement is coming. Trump and Putin are expected to talk this week. Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff says the conversation will be really good and positive. But what does that mean? Will Putin finally say yes to the ceasefire? Putin right now has outlined three questions and said only if these questions are answered and concerns are resolved in a manner satisfactory to Moscow, only then Russia will accept a ceasefire. And what are those three questions? Number one, Ukrainian troops in the Russian region of Kursk. If you remember, last year in August, the Ukrainian army launched a surprise incursion into the Kursk region of Russia. While the Russian army has now reclaimed most of the Kursk region, but then some Ukrainian troops are still present. So Putin's question is, will all those who are there come out without a fight, or will the Ukrainian leadership order them to lay down arms and surrender? Question number two, will Ukraine use this 30-day ceasefire to mobilize troops and resupply weapons? What is the guarantee that this will not happen, as it is Ukraine is suffering manpower shortage and many of the Ukrainian troops have retreated from Kurakhov town in Donetsk region. So this 30-day ceasefire will only benefit Ukraine to mobilize new forces at a time when its troops are facing setbacks. Question number three, how this ceasefire would be monitored and who would ensure that both parties are following the agreement? Putin said he expects this ceasefire to be the beginning of a long-term peace and eliminate the original cause of this crisis. But then his concern is, who will give orders to stop hostilities? Who will determine where and who has violated a possible ceasefire agreement over this 2,000 kilometers long border? So these are Putin's questions. Now we have to see whether United States will try to accommodate Putin's concerns. If that happens, Ukraine might have no choice but to accept this. And then from Trump and Zelensky's meeting in the White House, one thing we have learned is that Ukraine is not going to dictate the rules. So let's see what happens. More drama will be unfolded this week. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.